877-308-0077 or visit cardioresearchstudy.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, or weight gain? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambryn can help you balance hormones and relieve your hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, and other symptoms of menopause. And now you can finally lose weight. Yes, even that stubborn body fat with Ambryn Weight Loss. Call now and ask how you can get your free sample of Ambryn Weight Loss. Call 1-800-424-8740. That's 1-800-424-8740.
Psst, it's me, your bathroom medicine cabinet. I see you naked, know how often you floss, and watch you pluck unsightly hairs. I can keep a secret, but you need to know. Your kids have been taking your prescriptions to get high. I couldn't keep it quiet, because prescription drug abuse now causes more deaths than cocaine and heroin ODs combined. So please, mind your meds. For tips on safeguarding your meds and your family, visit the partnership at drugfree.org.
Get a free quote on state minimum car insurance from Safe Auto. Just go to safeauto.com. You can also call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe, spend less.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Air.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
wine
and women
and a song
and women
from it. So can you stand up? We're about to get
afternoon and welcome. Come on, gather around, get up close to the radio. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon's Playhouse. This is the segment we call the Playhouse, brought to you, and it's the October 22nd edition, by the way, brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling, celebrating their 71st year in business of keeping people warm in the winter and cool in the summer. We'll talk more about them later and how they work on everything. If you live in the St. Louis or St. Charles County areas, sorry, Illinois, maybe one of these days. Let's do this.
Hey!
In his cardinal red sweater, I guess it is. Control board operator, yeah, on the Peon. Peon, so how do you sponsor?
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. Mm-hmm. And if you are getting ready to receive a lump sum distribution from your 401k, then now would be a great time to explore all of your options with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Contemplating whether or not he wants to risk prison if he makes a counterfeit ticket to the first World Series game, Dan Levi Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Did you get your tickets yet?
No, I did not.
You said you were looking for?
Yeah.
I say you'll go to the game. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
I bet you got really sick.
What?
Rat Boy says one time he got a hold of some counterfeit what?
Cheese.
Counterfeit cheese.
Oh. Counterfeit cheese.
That sounds like it'd make you
sick. Yeah.
Speaking of that, this John Carney, have you met this guy?
No, I haven't met him yet.
He always has food on his show.
Yeah, I do.
I know that.
Today he had some food brought in. And we come in, I've said this before. Well, let me introduce Bruce and I'll tell you my story. Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Limperst and the All Boy Orchestra. What I think he does is he tells the food people, bring the food in real early, like just before my show. That way, by the time Frank and Peon and Dan get in here, there'll be salmonella, and it'll be ruined, and they'll get sick. I think it's what it is. He could just as easily have said, you know what, as a courtesy to those guys, could you bring the food in the last hour of my show?
Right.
So it'll be kind of fresh. But he never does that.
No.
So I went back in the kitchen, and I just had a little taste of what I'm going to call E. coli lasagna.
Oh.
Because it's been sitting back there for just long enough that it's probably poison by now. But couldn't help myself. So
tasted good.
Tasted good to me. We'll know if you hear it rumbling and grumbling here in about half an hour. As Dan calls it, the cramps and gurgles. Oh. Then you'll know something was wrong. We are brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. I'd like to share with you a story of something that happened actually thousands of years ago. Let's go back to the caveman era, Stone Age. There was a caveman, and his name was Matheny. They used grunting back then, but they had last names. And their language is a grunting language. And Mr. Matheny, who's a Stone Age caveman, was tired of his wife complaining that she was getting cold in the winter, because a cave is cold. If you've ever been in a cave, I mean, they're cold in the summer. And so she would say to him, this is all documented in the Matheny ancestry book, she'd say, which meant, I'm freezing. And he would say, which meant, what do you want me to do about it? And she said, which meant, I don't know, but you're the man. Be a man and come up with a way to heat this cave. So caveman Matheny actually rigged up some way of taking a fire and keeping the embers going for a while, keeping them glowing, keeping them warm through the night. That was the actual very beginning of Matheny. At that time, it was just Matheny Heating, and later became Heating and Cooling. It went back to the Stone Age, and that's a true story.
Wow.
And, of course, now, Matheny Heating and Cooling, we know, the last 71 years under that name, when in truth, to say that it's been around 71 years, as you know from the true story you just heard, it's thousands of years old, really, if you really want to be, you know, literal. So now in their 71st year, here's what they do. They work on everything. They replace anything. They can, yours goes bad, and it will. You've never seen an ad for a heating and cooling system where it said, guaranteed to last your entire life. They don't do that. They wear out, and you need a new one. Can't think of anybody better to put a new system in than Matheny. Maybe you don't need a new one. You just need, and I like the people that have been emailing me or calling saying, hey, we're on the planned service agreement. The smart people who have the systems checked out so that when winter hits, and it will, it started now. It's almost, my goodness, we're in the 30s at night.
We have a frost warning tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah. So, hey, it's knocking on the door. Make sure. Hey, you don't want frozen pipes. Your heat goes out. Your pipes freeze. You're in a world of hurt. Get it checked out. Make sure it's good to go. You live in St. Louis, St. Charles counties. You're a business, a residence, big or small, any brand, any type. Matheny. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. .com.
Oh, Bill Clinton.
.com.
Bill Clinton.
.com. Hey, how about it for Peon?
Almost forgot about Bill.
Wait, no, you can never forget about Bill. Now his feelings are hurt.
I know.
Now he's not going to be able to do his segment.
I apologize.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Clevelin segment. .com. Starring Bill Clevelin, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laquid Cab, your AM and PM cab company. Download the app STL Taxi. That's STL Taxi. Or call 314-652-3456. Laquid Cab. And now here's the man who will never be forgotten, Bill Clevelin.
Hello, everybody. How you doing?
Great, Bill. Don't take it personally. Peon just had a lapse. He had one of those momentary lapses.
Staring into space, huh? That's all right. That's all right. Well, porn star Jenna Jameson has lost her Hollywood Hills mansion to foreclosure.
No.
Yeah, witnesses say it was the first time people heard Jenna moaning, groaning, and screaming with her clothes on.
Hey, I thought she was like a mega millionaire. I thought she had this empire.
She was, but then she got out of the business, and I guess, pardon the pun, it dried up, and the money dried up.
Oh, see, I don't think that's
goodness. And,
but I thought she was in a big distribution company. It wasn't just her as a porn star. I thought she was a
Yeah, there was something, too, with the divorce, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and how many multi-millionaires end up going bankrupt anyway? You know,
yes, that's
she's
true.
Back though. She's back, back porn, on the grind,
back in the business.
Yes.
Oh, could you be married to a porn star?
Well, the Nobel Prize in Literature was
hang on, Bill.
Hey,
Bill. Hang on, sir. Dan,
he's trying to start discussion.
Dan's trying to start a discussion in the middle of the segment. He said,
"Hey,
could you be married to a porn star?" This is not an open forum.
Okay, sorry.
Bill's segment.
I lost it for a second.
Boy,
there.
I have to apologize now for Peon and for Dan the way they treat you, Bill. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm under the influence.
Yeah. Well, would you?
Okay. Well, now that it's on the table, let's go around the room.
Now there is a discussion.
Let's go around the room. Bill, would you marry a porn star?
No, couldn't do it.
Peon?
No, not Dan. Mary. Maybe date a little bit.
Get some pointers.
Yeah, and my answer is no. Okay, and now back to Bill.
Can you imagine, though, being the husband of a porn star?
No.
I don't know how. Usually
that
would be
bizarre.
Usually they're in the business, too, though, so it's too sleazy.
Well, that's even weirder.
Yeah.
That would be bizarre. The Nobel Prize in Literature was recently awarded. They're going to award it in a bookstore, but couldn't find one that was still open.
No.
And you see this, the captain on the New York Islanders, John Tavares, I believe, pulled out his own tooth while he was sitting on the team bench.
Whoa.
Yeah. And today the GOP is claiming that this is an example of what we can expect under the Obamacare dental plan.
Oh, boy. That's Bill Clavlin, not necessarily the views of this show.
Yeah. Running a disclaimer. And finally, this afternoon... Well, the Dallas Cowboys are holding the lottery to find a fan to spend draft day with owner Jerry Jones in his private box.
Ooh.
If you don't win, don't worry. Second place, you get one of Jerry's old noses.
Has he had a lot of nose work?
I guess. I assume so.
Plastic surgery.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Bill Clavlin segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Clavlin on the Big 550 KTRS.
Can't fault Bill at all. Started when Peon forgot about him. Thank you, Bill.
Took the wind out of his sails right away.
I'll tell you what, I guarantee he was a lot more hurt than he let on. He's sensitive.
Yeah.
That was Bill Clavlin, courtesy of Laclede Cab. Now, I have bonus jokes. Somebody sent me some blonde jokes. I think we just run through them. Now, these are not necessarily the funniest jokes in the world, but they're blonde jokes. Some I remembered. Some I'll forget jokes, but we haven't done them for a while. They're quick, just to throw them out here. Two blondes going to Disneyland, and they're driving on the interstate, and they see a sign that said, Disneyland left. So they started crying and turned around and went home. Two blondes living in Oklahoma. I don't know why Oklahoma's in the joke. Sitting on a bench, and one blonde says to the other, which do you think is farther away, Florida or the moon? And the other blonde says, hello, you can see Florida. Blonde pushes her BMW into a gas station. She tells the mechanic it died on her. And after a few minutes, it's idling smoothly. She says, so what's the story? He said, nah, just crap in the carburetor. She said, how often do I have to do that? Blonde jokes. Not the funniest in the world, but blonde jokes. Cop stops a blonde for speeding. Ask her for a license. She says... Wish you guys would get your act together. Yesterday, you take my license away. Now you want me to show it to you. A blonde out for a walk comes to a river, sees another blonde on the opposite side on the bank. Woohoo! She shouts, how can I get to the other side? The other blonde says, you are on the other side. That's a good one. I will leave it there. Just bonus blonde jokes, no charge. I'm in the middle of a book by Henry Bushkin. I don't read books. Usually. But this is one on Johnny Carson. Bushkin was Carson's attorney for quite a while. I think about 20 years. And 18 years, actually. Henry Bushkin. And I do remember Carson in the monologue log. A lot of times he would make jokes about my attorney, Bombastic Bushkin, he would call him. Well, that was Henry Bushkin. So Bushkin's written this book. And a couple of things that are pretty interesting in it. One is this. Now... Peon smokes, Dan smokes, I don't smoke, and I know Carson smoked. but I had no idea. Is it Pall Mall or Pall Mall?
Pall Mall.
Yeah. We used to call it Pall Mall, but it's Pall Mall. That's a pretty strong cigarette, isn't it?
Yeah, the old ones were filterless.
Carson smoked 4 packs a day.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot. Well, and he died of emphysema. There you go. Now, I don't know if I get this. There's a violin that is believed to have been played on the Titanic before it sank. It's just sold at auction for a little more than $1.6 million. It is corroded. It's unplayable. Thought to have belonged to bandmaster Wallace Hartley, who was among the 1,500 or so people who died on the Titanic. It is a world record for any artifact from the Titanic. But here's the part that bothers me. It says it's a violin believed to be. I mean, really? Am I going to pay $1.6 million for, and here's the other line, thought to have belonged to bandmaster Wallace Hart. Is that good enough to pay that kind of money for it? I don't think, not for me. I need proof. And then I don't know what this means, except I think I do know what it means. Anybody read the list of stuff of the late, great Stan Musial that they're auctioning off?
No.
I mean, personal stuff. His wallet? What the heck?
I saw some of that stuff. I don't get that.
A lot of this stuff is stuff you'd think the family
would hang on to.
This is speculating. I'm guessing Stan Musial did not die a real wealthy man. I think people assume that if you're famous, that you're really wealthy. Because if they had a lot of money in their estate, why would you sell stuff like his wallet and his Social Security card and his driver's license? And I mean, I didn't bring the whole list in. There's a lot of stuff. And baseballs that in his heyday he had signed for him by other great players from that era. It just, I don't know.
Yeah, I thought he had like a memorabilia website too. I don't know.
Yeah, it was Stan.
Stan the Man.
No, I'm not going to start speculating about family members. It is what it is. I just think it's odd. Now, there's a new craze. A lot of crazes I don't particularly care for, not into it. I think some of them are stupid. But there's a new craze. It's an internet craze. It's called memming. M-A-M-M-I-N-G. Started by a lady up in New York named Michelle Lamont and her friend Michelle Jarrett. And they're wanting more women to get mammograms. So what they've done is they've started these photos. They've sending these photos, and other women are sending them out online. And it's called memming, where you literally just rest your boobs up on things.
Yeah.
Now, not nude, not topless. You can be clothed. You can have cleavage. And Peon showed me. The guy who knows first where to go see this is
right.
Peon. And he showed me some. I have no problem with this memming craze. I think if women want to place their boobs up on a table, a countertop.
I think to get more exposure, they need more exposure, though. I mean, that's just my
opinion.
They're
not showing enough boob.
Yeah.
I say take it a step further. Put your naked boobs and rest them up on a stair banister or something.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of stuff they do. They'll put them on a ledge or they just lay them up there. I say yes, anything that will help.
Ooh, there's a good one right there.
Anything that will help call attention to cancer.
This is mamming.com if you want to go see.
Mamming.com, M-A-M-M-I-N-G. The new total, this is not funny, but I'm just going to throw it in here. The new total now of young men who have settled with Penn State University over that scumbag Jerry Sandusky is 19. They have paid $60 million in settlement claims. Well, that's odd. They paid out money, and the guy said he didn't do it.
Yeah.
What are they paying people for? He said flat out he's not guilty. What are they thinking? This is the perfect example, this next story, of how ridiculous our government and the structure many times that it just is so insane. Donald Eugene Miller Jr. Was declared dead in 1994. Now, that was 8 years after he disappeared. He just decided to get away from it all, and he just took off and disappeared, and nobody had ever heard from him. And I think so after 7 or 8 years, the law is you're just declared legally dead. Nobody knows where you are, so they're dead. So they declared him dead. Now he decides to resurface. And he returned to Ohio in 2005. And he's been trying to be recognized again as a living human being, but the latest court ruling is, no, you're still dead.
Oh, what?
They will not declare him alive because he's been missing for so long. None of this makes any sense to me. His ex-wife had asked for a death ruling way back so that she could get Social Security death benefits for their two children. So she got it. Now, they're not asking, oh, hey, give us back that money. He wasn't dead. They're just saying, well, here's the exact words of the judge. The judge says in the courtroom, I don't know where this leaves you, Mr. Miller, but as far as the law is concerned, you are still deceased. That's what he said. And he's talking right to him. Tell him he's dead. Go figure. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Not sure how long it's been since we did this, but somebody emailed me and asked for it, so I'm happy to do it. I'll dedicate it to all the hunters. We're not far here now from, well, bow season, I think, has already started for deer, but we're getting into the rifle season for deer and duck season and all that stuff. So to all the hunters, it's a story of two FM DJs, and they saved their money. It took them a long time because they didn't make a lot of money, FM DJs, but they saved the money. They want to go to Canada to go moose hunting, and they get up there, and the way it works is there's a seaplane. And it drops the two FM DJs off, and then they moose hunt, and then the plane comes back like 3 days later and picks them up. It's really isolated up in Canada. And when the plane lands and lets these two FM DJs off with their ammo and their guns and their supplies, he says, now, when I come back in 3 days, I'll pick you guys up with the moose that you hopefully will bag and shoot. Please only shoot one. And one of the FM DJs says, why? What if we get two? What if we get one apiece? He said, because I can't, the weight, a moose is a big animal. I cannot, this plane will not lift up off the water if it's you two and two mooses and me. It's just not going to do it. And the guy goes, well, wait a second here. One of the FM DJs says, we paid a lot of money for this hunting trip. And, we're going to get two, and we expect you to pull them out of here. And the guy says, I can't do it. And one of the FM DJs says, well, now, wait a minute here. This is not our first rodeo. I will tell you that last year, we came up here and went moose hunting last year. And we each got a moose, and that pilot picked us up and the two mooses and the supplies and took off. And I expect you to do the same. And the pilot says, wait a minute, what kind of plane was it? He said, Cessna 182, just like this one. And the pilot says, are you sure? And one of the FM DJs says, absolutely positive. The pilot says, so you bagged two grown full-size mooses, and that pilot allowed you to load them into the plane? He says, sure did. And the pilot says, all right, we'll deal with this when I come back. Maybe you won't get any. Maybe you'll only get one. I'll see you in 3 days. And 3 days later, the plane lands, and here are these two FM DJs, and sure enough, two big dead mooses. Or moose. Is it moose?
Plural? I think moose is, it's like.
Two moose. It doesn't sound right. It says to be mooses. Two of them. And the pilot gets out and says, I don't know. And the FM DJ said, no, we're not taking no for an answer. Remember, I told you last year we did this. We put him in the plane. Pilot says, well, if the guy last year was able to take off in the same kind of plane, okay, and he loads them in there, and the FM DJs get in, and off skimming across the water they go, and the plane struggles and sputters, it just
oh man, it's just about to run out of water, and finally the pontoons lift up out of the water, and it almost clears the treetops, but it doesn't. Hits the trees and crashes. And now there are pieces of the airplane strewn all through the woods, and that one FM DJ is over here, and another's over there, and the pilot's body is way over somewhere, and these two dead moose bodies are who knows where. And one FM DJ weakly cries out, Terrence, Terrence. The other one says, yeah. He says, you're alive. He says, yeah. He says, oh, man. Where are we? Where do you think we are? And the other guy says, I think we're like 100 yards from where we crashed last year.
Let's see how traffic looks right now and check in with Frank Ladd. Frank?
Well, they're still working with an accident westbound on Highway 44, blocking the right lane just before 109. You've got some backups there to about Lewis Road, westbound on 44. And really, essentially, everything's heavy in the area where the rain is coming down. So southbound 270, we haven't seen too many showers. Southbound 270, south of 64, that's a pretty good run. But then you're on the break south of 44, down through about 55 on southbound 270. 70 westbound, there are stretches of heavy traffic west of downtown St. Louis, passing Lucas and Hunt, any stations, that stretch 170 out to 270. 270 eastbound, you're on the brakes down east of Highway 70, up and around the corner, all the way up to 367. 370 westbound, you're heavy between 270 and Highway 70. There's that heavy stretch west on Highway 70 between, it looks like, Zumble now and Midrivers Mall Drive, almost out to Highway 79. Seeing still quite a bit of volume westbound on Highway 64, headed out of the city from the central west end in long stretches out to about Mason Road. Then you're on the brakes again, coming down the hill towards the valley and out into St. Charles County. Crossing the Boone Bridge eastbound on 64, seeing some volume as well from the Clarkson area into Highway 270. Southbound 170 heavy from Del Mar down to Highway 64. Northbound 170 on the brakes in stretches between Page and 270. This update brought to you by Walmart. The Walmart October Savings Event is here, where you'll find Keurig K40 Elite Brewers on rollback for just $98. That's $11 off at Walmart. The sale ends October 31st. While supplies last, see your store for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550, KTRS.
They've climbed 9 spots in the AP poll, trailing only Alabama, Oregon, Florida State, and Ohio State. They've jumped ahead of fellow unbeaten teams, Miami and Baylor. They're your Missouri Tigers, and you'll get every pass, every play of every game right here on the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
To demonstrate the nimble driving characteristics of this new Acura RDX, we're recording this radio commercial from inside the cabin while being driven by a professional stunt driver. All right, let me open the window here. Listen to the power of the RDX's new V6 engine with 273 horsepower. Now you're experiencing the agility of this deceivingly big crossover. Let's not forget the RDX is also equipped with standard moonroof, Bluetooth phone connectivity, and a 360-watt 7-speaker premium audio system. And it has standard leather seats. Unfortunately, hang on. I really can't get any sound out of these seats.
See your Acura dealer for exceptional offers and test drive the new RDX today.
For more information on the aggressively agile 2013 Acura RDX, visit stlouisacura.com and franklitaacura.com.
Hi, I'm Ken Heisey. Play in the slots or your favorite game of chance can be a lot of fun. But the reality is most people lose money when they gamble. Now think about your retirement savings. Would you risk it all on the roll of the dice? Many people around St. Louis are doing just that.
Hi, I'm Lori Heisey. Investing involves managing risk. The riskier the investments, the harder it may be to recover when the market goes down and you're retired. Some people might never recover. To get a second opinion on your retirement income plans, call Heisey Advisory Group. Together, we have over 45 years combined experience in financial services.
Call Heise Advisory Group at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116.
Heise Advisory Group. Financial security in any economy.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-616-5339. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-616-5339. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-616-5339. That's 1-800-616-5339.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-400-3757. That's 1-800-400-3757. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-400-3757. 1-800-400-3757. 1-800-400-3757.
If you're currently paying for Medicare Supplement and Part D prescription coverage, you're paying way too much. Open enrollment gives you a chance for a do-over. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Our clients are saving thousands of dollars, and they're still seeing their own doctors. It's not a secret. It's about knowing your options. Let's do it right this open enrollment. Call me at 314-863-0008. 314-863-0008.
If you're looking for a piece of jewelry that is unique, one of a kind, that says what you exactly want it to say, I recommend going to the place your grandparents went, your parents went, and now you're going to go. Setley Jewelers has been helping generations here in St. Louis with that one of a kind piece of jewelry. Wedding rings, engagement rings, brooches, pendants, earrings, whatever you need. Setley Jewelers, 314-725-8182 or setley.com.
Hey, moms and dads, the kids are back to school, so now you can concentrate on getting your outdated kitchen ready for the upcoming holidays. Don't you dare go through another cooking season using that old, unreliable stove. Instead, check out the beautiful Frigidaire stoves that Appliance Discounters has to offer at drastically discounted prices. In need of a new dishwasher? Let our staff show you the great features offered on Frigidaire dishwashers, and of course, they will be at the lowest prices in town. Stop by Webster Grove, St. Charles, Arnold, Baldwin, or just shop us online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check at Sears Auto Center. See store for details.
Hi, everybody. Terry Hall here. This Saturday, This Week in Real Estate from 2 to 4 p.m. That's right. This Week in Real Estate, this Saturday from 2 to 4 in the afternoon, right before the Tigers game. We're going to discuss buying foreclosures, short sales, and buying property from banks before they go on the market. Additionally, I'm going to teach you how to help your children get their first home for less than $1,000 out of pocket. Of course, we'll discuss whatever you want to. That's This Week in Real Estate, this Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home. Let me go home and start.
Mike Evans is probably mowing lawns out in California now to make up that $140. You know, you don't have to do but, you know, four or five big yards to get that money.
At least
back.
He's not freezing while he's doing it.
No, no, they don't freeze in Palm Springs. It is time to go out there and check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant. and the Smokehouse Market. I had a wonderful Smokehouse Market turkey sandwich today for lunch that I made my wife go and pick up. I said, hey, you go get me a sandwich.
Wow.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. She said, where? I said, Smokehouse Market. She said, but I, and I said, but what? But, I said, but nothing. Go get it. And she did. And that's a true story. Antigone's Restaurant Smokehouse Market, Chesterfield Valley, proud to present Mike Evans, everybody.
Give it up.
Give it up. Give it up.
It all starts tomorrow night, 7:07, first pitch. The town is ready.
You know, Missouri is just amazing. I mean, the Chiefs are in first place, undefeated in the NFL, the University of Missouri. The Tigers are in the top 10. The St. Louis Cardinals are in the World Series.
Isn't Mizzou ranked like fifth already?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And the Blues are doing pretty well. And the Rams.
And the Rams.
Can't be a perfect
Can't have
sweep.
It all.
Yeah. That's right. Paco has questioned, despite saying that he's a health nut, named the name of the reality show star that eats pizza and chocolate 4 days a week.
My kind of guy.
Simon Cowell. Nick Cannon. Ryan Seacrest. Answer in just a minute. More TV news. They say the economy is tight, but three shows have raised their spot costs a lot, and sponsors are paying it. The Voice is getting $265,000 for a 30-second spot. Modern Family, $257,000. The Cash Cow.
The Simpsons.
That was good.
$255,000 a spot.
And let me just step in here, because I really don't believe most people know what a spot is. It's a commercial.
There you go. Sunday night's Denver Bronco Indianapolis Colts game drew an amazing 25.7 million people.
That's good.
That's big. Family Feud, a friend of the Jacksons for 25 years, is releasing a book that insists that Michael Jackson hated all of his siblings. Years would go by without them seeing each other. Occasionally, Michael would invite his siblings and their children to Neverland. However...
And there's always a however in life.
Michael would not see them while they were there, and it was later discovered that Michael would hide cameras in their bedrooms and bathrooms to spy on them.
Well, there were a lot of people that thought for a while that Michael was up to some stuff, especially with young boys, and I don't know if we've ever played this for you or not, but we had a chance to interview Michael.
You're kidding.
No, and I think this is the first time we've ever played this, and he was very upset. You can hear it in his voice that they invaded his privacy. Well, here it is.
They served a search warrant on me, which allowed them to view and photograph my body, including my penis, my buttocks, my lower torso, thighs, and any other area that they wanted.
I think that's the first time we've ever made that.
Well, I'm sure. First time I've heard it.
It's a shocker.
Yeah. Did they find a camera up there?
Pretty sick that he's hiding cameras on his own family.
Yeah, well, that's Michael.
Conrad Murray gets out of jail next week, and the networks are fighting for that first TV interview. He could get as much as $250,000, $250,000.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Yeah. So, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are officially engaged.
Oh,
hallelujah.
For me, actually, I'm a little more interested in the air pressure in my car's tires, but that's...
Well, that's just you, Mike.
That's just
you don't
me.
Care about other people like I do.
Yeah, I know. Movie review. The Counselor opens up Friday, starring Michael Fassbender as an attorney who gets way, way in over his head while representing a drug cartel. He knows too much, so he goes from being a friend and an asset to an enemy and a target. Javier Bardem.
Well, he's a weird-looking dude.
Is a great heavy in this. It also stars his real-life wife, Penelope Cruz.
Yeah.
Cameron Diaz. And Brad Pitt.
You want to see that Javier at his scariest? No Country for Old Men.
Oh, that's a great movie, isn't it?
Yeah.
That thing he used, the shooting center, what it was.
That was great.
Yeah. It's rated R, under hour and 51 minutes, 3 stars. Speaking of Brad Pitt, he's going to start producing movies, but it's a little odd that he's producing some movies that I think have already been made. One he's producing is Selma, the story about the Martin Luther King March to Alabama. I know that that's been made, and I know that this one's been made. He's going to do a biopic, The Life Story of Jerry Lee Lewis. Well, Dennis Quaid was in that, Great Balls of Fire. That wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, and did a pretty good job.
Yeah. And tonight, William Shatner will be on stage singing original songs. Now, I bet you wish you were in California to see that.
I'll pass on that.
Well, okay. He's also singing with a band called Circa. William Shatner singing original songs. I can't think of anything that would be more boring.
Hey, do you know how old he is? I just mentioned this yesterday.
No.
82.
Really?
Yes.
William Shatner?
Which stunned me. But I looked it up, and it's true. It's 82 years old.
And finally.
Oh.
Pizza and chocolate eats four times a day. Simon Cowell, Nick Cannon, or Ryan Seacrest?
Ooh, I'll go Simon Cowell.
Nick Cannon.
Then I'll do Seacrest.
I think his boobs are bigger than Jennifer Aniston.
Simon Cowell.
I'm Mike Evans in Hollywood. Hey.
Yeah. Who got it?
I did.
Way to go, Dan.
Wow.
You're on Channel 5 and then you win this.
Wow. I know.
Could life be any better for
Crazy.
You?
Crazy.
Mike Evans.
I'm going to play the lottery.
Courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Here's a weird story before we start to wrap it up here. There's a guy in Florida who decides to shoot himself in the head, and he does, and the bullet goes all the way through his head and shoots his neighbor.
Oh, wow.
I don't guess he cares that happened. He's, you know, he's gone, so it doesn't matter to him. And this is, we may have to talk about this more tomorrow, because there has to be a service that I can come up with to help with this. You know, this Masters of Sex is on TV now on Showtime. It's a terrific series based on the true life story of Dr. William Masters and Virginia Johnson, Masters and Johnson, St. Louis, out of St. Louis. And all their sex research. Check this out from a giant survey where they interviewed lots of women. It's 1,000 women between the ages of 35 and 55. 20% of them say they never have sex. 20%!
What?
Never have sex. We have to step in here.
Yeah.
It's our duty.
Oh, yeah.
Can't let these
let them experience
bliss and ecstasy.
Yes.
I agree. There is a window company that I know you know the name of. It's Window World. I know you've heard of Window World. That guy in the morning talks about Window World all the time. We've talked about it for a long, long time. And the people who have Window World windows in their homes probably talk about them to their friends and say, well, if you're thinking about buying windows, you might want to do what we did, and that is look at Window World windows. Look at them, look through them, stand on them if you want to. They actually let me do that. I stood on a Window World window, physically, literally got up and stood on it. I'm not a little person, and I couldn't warp it, couldn't break it. It just kind of laughed at me when I did it. And it's one of the things they do to show you that these are substantial, quality, functioning, pretty windows. They're not, you know, they're not imported something bird's eye, teak wood, root burl, something maple from the forests of what, you know, that cosmetics, if you want to pay for that, you can. They're beautiful, vinyl, efficient windows to do what they're supposed to do. Keep the air out that's supposed to be out and the air in that's supposed to be in. They're Window World. They're $189. Same price they've been for 10 years. And there's not another window for that price that can match the quality of a Window World window. That's just it. There's just not. There are other windows that price, but not that price that are the same quality. So there's a tax credit, too, 2013 tax credit, 10% up to $500 on the purchase of Window World windows. So whether you need one or 100, please, please take a look at Window World windows before you make a window decision. You can find them at windowworldstlouis.com. That's windowworldstlouis.com.
Let's get another look at traffic now and check in with Frank Ladd.
I've got a new accident report at Highway 100 at Ridgefield Drive. Reports of a car off the road there. No reports of lane blockage, but could be there. Still working with that crash westbound 44 west of 109. Westbound 44 but west of 109 blocking the right lane. Still seeing backups near at least Lewis Road there, possibly near Antire on westbound 44. Generally, just heavy traffic throughout the area in large pockets, mainly due to the weather. Westbound 64 is still heavy between Grand and Big Bend, passing 170. Lindbergh out to Mason, and a couple pockets out in the valley out to Highway 94, crossing the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 64, You're heavy now between Clarkson and 270. 70 westbound, getting a little better headed out of the city, but still a heavy stretch between 170 and 270 in both directions there. 270 eastbound, you're on the brakes in a couple pockets between McDonald and 170. 170 northbound, still heavy now between Ladue and 270. And still seeing that volume west on Highway 70 out in St. Charles County. Looks like Cave Springs out through Middle Ridge Mall Drive. This update brought to you by Bridgestone. Every day is full of errands and adventures. That's why Bridgestone engineers tires to perform their best when it matters most. Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550, KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Mom was always positive, always in control, but lately she's been having difficulty caring for herself.
Whether your loved one is ready to enjoy the simple pleasures of worry-free apartment living or needs a little assistance with their day-to-day activities, the Smet Retirement Community in Florissant is the community that fits their needs and yours. Along with their full-service independent living program, the Smet Retirement Community offers an assisted living program. Call 314-838-3811 or email thesmetretirement@rhf.org.
Talking baseball.
2-2 to Molina, and a swing and a base hit into left center field. Beltran around third will come in to score. Molina breaks through with an RBI single. 2-0 St. Louis. The 2-2 pitch, swing and a foul tip held by Molina, and it is over. As the Cardinals blow out the Dodgers tonight 9-0 and take the series in six games to advance to the World Series.
Cardinal baseball.
Congratulations to the National League champion St. Louis Cardinals from the Big 550 KTRS. Let's go all the way.
Be our guest for Broadway's most enchanted musical. Networks proudly presents Disney's Beauty and the Beast, live on stage, featuring all of the adventure, the spectacular effects, and the classic Disney songs you've come to love.
At the Fabulous Fox, November 1st through 3rd in the U.S. Bank Broadway Series, sponsored by American Airlines. Get your tickets today at MetroTix.com.
I love musicals. Oh, wait, I was thinking of somebody else. Hey, thanks for joining us. Let's do this again tomorrow. What do you say? Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody. 6 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.